That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum has admitted that he can't finish the one-act play he started. So, to get himself out of a jam, he's hinted to all the women in the Parent Teachers Club that he wrote the leading part with each one of them in mind. He figures that this will cause such a fight at the first rehearsal that they will call the whole thing off. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, I know, friends, that making plans ahead for weekend trips is a lot of fun. But sometimes even the best of plans for relaxation and pleasure are ruined by occasional acid indigestion. Now, why let this happen when it's so easy to be prepared? Just make doubly sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand to help give you the extra comfort you want when you need it. So next time, buy two packages instead of one. Then you can put one in your car and keep the other at home. You see, Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties are extra effective in bringing comforting relief from acid indigestion because they can help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. And that's why Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want for extra fast relief. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take, too, because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution which is refreshing to taste. And here's something else to remember. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. Another extra value you get in Alka-Seltzer. Yes, buy 2 60-cent packages instead of one. It's better to be safe than solid. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember, too, an extra package in your grip can come in handy on your trip. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store waiting to hear what happened at the rehearsal. Listen.
Hey, Abner, why don't you run over to the schoolhouse and see if the fighting started yet?
Lum, I don't want to get mixed up in that thing. Besides, I want to go over to Doc Miller's and see that new Buick he's got over there. Cedric says that's the prettiest thing he ever seen in his life.
I know it. I seen it this morning. It's beautiful. I'm going to get one of them things, but I have to steal it.
Well, you get one, you will have to steal it. I'll tell you that right now. But I don't want to get around them women folks, Lum. Batch of women get to clinching and scuffing. I don't want to be nowhere around them.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you now. It's dangerous. But I would like to know what's going on. They're rehearsing. They're supposed to start that 15 or 20 minutes ago. So they ought to be pretty well into the battle by now.
Oh, yeah, they're going by now.
Leastways, they ought to be arguing and hollering at one another.
Yeah, well, I'd still rather not go over there. Anyways, when they get to going good, Lum, you'll be able to hear them clean over here at the store, I know.
Well, I don't expect it to get to that stage for another hour.
It won't, huh?
Oh, I'm expecting this fight to go on for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Facts is, it's got to if my plan's going to work out.
Oh, sure it has, yeah.
Leastways, they got to fight till they give up the idea of putting on the play.
Well, don't worry. They'll do that all right.
You know, Abner, I hate to cast compliments right in my own face, but that was a pretty smart idea I studied up there. Brainy.
It was, huh?
I'd say so.
Well.
I knowed good and well that if I got all them women to thinking they was going to be the main princess in my play, well, they'd all get to where they'd want to cut one another's throat.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you sure, though, that they all think that they're going to be the princess?
Why, natural. We sent each one of them a copy of the princess's lines, didn't we?
Yeah.
Or leastways, we sent them all their princess's lines that I had wrote so far.
Yeah, but you never sent a note along on saying that they were the ones you had in mind for the princess, though.
Well, I never needed to. They'll get the idea all right. Don't worry about that.
They will, huh?
If you know the feminine female mind like I do, you'd know all you have to do is just give a woman a hint about something like that. She carries on from there.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I don't know much about such stuff as that.
It's psychology is what it is.
Uh-oh.
It's more subtile doing it this way, too.
Yes, sir.
See, if I wrote them a note saying I'd picked them out for the part, why, then they'd get to comparing them notes and I'd get in trouble.
Oh.
This way, it's all their own idea. See, you've got to be smart about these things, Abner.
If you'd been smart enough to finish writing that play you started, Fern, you wouldn't have to be doing all this wrong.
Well, my smartness just don't run in that direction, so.
It must not.
Writing plays is the one thing I ain't good at, it looks like.
The one thing?
Yeah, I just weren't cut out for that. That's the hardest one thing I ever tried to do in my whole life, I believe.
Yeah.
But I don't need to worry about that no more. They'll get to fighting and call the whole thing off. Won't even know that I never finished writing a dead blame thing.
Well, if you want my opinions, I think they're going to have a hard time telling you ever started it, to be honest with them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what, Larry? You wrote
it. I admit I couldn't finish it. I will say I had a pretty good start there.
Yeah, you got started.
Interesting. Wrote some pretty fancy lines there.
It was all right, what you wrote.
Strike says I don't blame them women for fighting to get to be the princess in it. Abner, why don't you run over there and see if they've started the hair pulling yet?
No, sir. Now, I told you, Lum, I don't want to get mixed up in that thing. I ain't as stout as I used to be. I bruise pretty easy,
I think. You could defend yourself.
I don't believe I could do it. I just ain't got the strength.
I would love to know what's going on down there. I'd go down there myself if I thought it safe, but I know it ain't.
Of course not.
I wouldn't even walk near that schoolhouse. Feller might get killed by a flying object.
Now, doggy, you just about talked me into not even getting out of the store today.
Oh, you know, maybe I thought it too good of a plan, Abner.
Too good?
Yeah, I'm just worrying here. Maybe I ought to go up there and try to stop it before some of them gets hurt serious.
Oh, well, see, you know, I've just been sitting here worrying about Elizabeth. I'm a woman.
Worrying about her?
Yeah, she's mixed up in that ruthless old world. Sure as a world.
Oh, I don't think you need to worry too much about her, Abner. I mean, she's stout. She can take care of herself.
Well, I ain't worrying about that.
Huh?
I'm just worried for fear she might hurt somebody. Might even kill them. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think that.
Mom, you don't know that woman of mine. Again, she gets to swinging her fist around the air. You get her riled up, and she could stay 9 rounds with Joe Lewis. Doggett, I hope she don't wind up the heavyweight champion of the world.
No, that wouldn't look right, would it?
Hate to introduce her, say, meet my wife, the heavyweight champion of the world. Doggett, wouldn't that be terrible, if she was to lose her tempers and get out of control?
I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Just think, love, what if she get arrested for manslaughter? Or woman slaughter, I reckon you'd call it. My own woman, arrested.
She won't get arrested.
Why, she's bound to, love. All them witnesses there, they're bound to testify against her. They seen it happen. Next thing you know, they'll send poor little Elizabeth to the penitentiary.
Well, how could they?
Mom, they'd have to do it. That's the law. Just think, Elizabeth, my own woman, a jailbird. Why did she do it?
Why did she do it?
What will people think of me? The husband of a jailbird. A criminal's man. Folks will stop trading here at the store.
No, they won't, Abner.
Yes, they will, You're just trying to make me feel better, but it's no use. Folks won't have nothing to do with me. And you won't, neither.
Why, Abner, how can you say a thing like that?
It's the truth, Lum. It's the truth. You can't run a store if you don't have no business. Only way you can keep going is to unzaw partnerships with
now,
Lum.
Now, just a minute, Abner.
And there I'll be. Out of a job. Broke. Disgrace. No friends. A hobo. Won't even have enough to buy food for old Blue, my dog. Can't even feed my own dog. Then he'll turn against me. Be nothing but a wanderlust. Picking up a few scraps wherever he can. Pretty soon he'll get sick and die, bless his heart.
Mark, for goodness sake, this is silly.
If it was your dog, Lum, you wouldn't say it was silly. I love old Blue like a brother. He's just like one of the family Blue is. Poor old Blue, how I love that dog. Now he's gone. What is he left for me in life? Might just as well head for the mill.
Abner, come back.
Goodbye, Lum, old friend. Carve something nice on my headstone.
Oh, honey, 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 honey.
Goodbye, Grandpap, old pal.
Goodbye. Or wait a minute, where are you going, Abner?
Down the mill pond. Gonna tie a rock around my neck.
Well, here, you better be careful. You're liable to drown yourself.
What else is there left for me in life, Grandpap? Oh, the terriblest things that's happened to me, you just don't know.
What terrible things?
Ain't you heard? Old Blue, my dog's dead.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yeah, he's gone. Bless his heart. My woman's in the penitentiary. I've lost my job, being run out of town, you might
say. What do you
say.
Mean your woman's in the penitentiary? I just now seen her over at the schoolhouse.
Oh, Ain't they took her away yet?
Ain't who took her away?
Don't try to act like you don't know, Granddad.
Just a minute. Now, I've heard all of this prittle-prattle. I can stand.
Oh, me.
You say you was over at the schoolhouse, Granddad?
Yeah, I went over there with Charity for the rehearsal of that play.
Oh,
well, tell me, how's it going, Granddad? Is the fighting getting pretty bad?
I never seen no fighting.
Of course not. It's all over. They're more than likely slapping their handcuffs on Elizabeth right now.
Wait a minute.
Now.
You say there ain't no fighting going over there, Grandpap?
Why, no. When I was over there, they was all getting along fine. Women all being polite to one another.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Seems that you wanted practical all them women to be the princess in it or something like that, but they all felt that somebody else ought to be the princess. Each one of them figured that somebody else would be better for the part.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
You mean Elizabeth ain't slugged nobody?
Why, of course not. I ain't never seen them women get along so well before.
Wonder what's the matter with Elizabeth. She must be ailing.
There goes my plan. That ruins everything.
It looks like you're going to have to finish writing that play after all along.
Yeah, and I can't do it. I've tried, and I just can't do it. Grannies, what am I going to do now?
Well, you better get to writing. That's about all I can see.
But I don't know how.
How?
I better just get out of town and hide somewhere so this thing blows over.
Get out of town?
Find me a good cave, or maybe... Or wait a minute, I know. I'll go out to that hotel, that Mountain View Inn.
Well, all me, that thing's all boarded up, Lum. That was closed up when the war started.
I know it. That's why I want to go there. And I got a perfect right to go there, too, as long as I own stock in it.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to open that thing up again?
I don't know. Abner, when them women call up here and ask for the rest of that play, tell them I've just left town.
Left town?
Tell them I went to Africa or someplace a long ways off where they can't get hold of me.
What town in Africa?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're going to have a hard time buying a ticket if you don't know what town you're going to, Lon.
Now, listen, Abner.
You don't know where you're going, well, how do you know when you get there? You're liable to go right through it.
Abner, I ain't actually going there.
Oh, well, that'll make it easier. Let's see.
And I ain't got time to explain it to you. I've got to get out of here before that telephone starts ringing. Uh-oh, there comes Cedric.
Yeah.
Don't tell him where I'm going. He's going to blab it to someone.
Uh-oh, no. Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Hey, Mr. Lum. Good, I got some bad news for you.
Well, don't tell it to me, Cedric. I've had all the bad news I can stand for one day. I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I better tell you this before you go, Mr. Lum. Them women ain't going to do your play after all.
They ain't.
No, Mom. That part of the princess was so terrible that none of the women was willing to do it. And they all wanted somebody else to do it. And finally they got to arguing about it. And the doggonest fights going on over there you ever seen in your life. They're tearing the schoolhouse to pieces. Boy.
Well, it looks as if you're saved this time, Lum, but it appears that your literary standing has dropped considerably. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.